Hey, and welcome back to Sunday Replay. My name is Jace, and I want to wish you a happy Easter. I know that by the time you're listening to this episode, the Easter has passed, but we are happy to celebrate Resurrection Day, even on a podcast that comes out on Tuesdays. So here is Pastor Mark with his Easter reflection.
On behalf of Harmony Toluca Lake, which is the second campus of Hollywood United Methodist Church, we want to express our gratitude to everyone here who has chosen to worship in this place today. Either by being here in person, to those online, hello, and those listening to the Sunday Replay podcast on the Harmony Podcast Network. This time of connection with you, as well as your presence, it means so much to us. And we recognize, though, as well, that some of you have stepped into a place of worship, and well, it took a lot of courage for you to do that, especially if you have been hurt or you have witnessed the hurt of others by the church. And you know, I admire so much your bravery and that inner strength that it may have taken for you to walk through those doors, to metaphorically roll the stone away so that you came in here into this place, and we give you thanks for that. I also want to share, before I delve into this morning's message, Rolling Stones, without Mick Jagger included, sorry to disappoint, but that you are deeply loved and you're deeply valued. And it's not only by me, but by this affirming and compassionate faith community that welcomes everyone with open arms. And we want you to know that you are not alone on this journey, this gift that we call life, that we are here to walk alongside you as you wish, to offer encouragement and support and acceptance. But above all, and this is very important, above all, we want everyone here to know that you are unconditionally loved by God, that this amazing love that we are given by the divine creator, it knows no bounds, and that this awesome love and amazing grace extends to each and every one of us, regardless of our past experiences or whatever struggles you may be currently dealing with. That the author of life desires nothing more for you and for everyone to experience the fullness of love and grace and mercy in your life. And that's a blessing. Amen? Amen. All right, well, earlier we heard a reading that was from Dr. Larry Hyde Jr., and it was of the scripture passage, and this came from the gospel according to John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Wow, what a beautiful and powerful narrative. That is such a captivating story. And it's, I love it so much because there's searching and there's sadness, there's action, there's surprise, there's ultimate joy. It's like something coming out of Hollywood, right? Yet the creatives of Hollywood, they can't even hold a candle to Jesus and to God. No. I want you to consider just how remarkable that this passage is. That it has reverberated across time and space for almost 2,000 years. Grasp a hold of that, right? That it has touched hearts and minds with its sacred resonance. Folks, this is no spec script. All right, that's a little Hollywood insider thing for you. Its impact is truly, it's immeasurable, offering us hope and renewal and the triumph of life over death. And we are reassured that no matter how dire the circumstances may be in our lives, that we will always have that potential for a new beginning. That death does not have the final word. That dawn follows the night. That Jesus speaks our names and seeks us out, inviting us to experience his shepherding presence and his kingdom power in our lives, that we, like Mary Magdalene, can undergo a transformation through our encounter with the risen Christ, leading us into a renewed sense of purpose and of hope and mission, and that we are called, yes, we are called to share the good news of resurrection with this hurting world. Friends, when listening and receiving this moving story of resurrection in the story of the risen Christ. Did you find comfort in it? Were you inspired by it? I am. I hope you are too, because it is so marvelously wonderful. And so this week, I was like, all right, I'm going to reflect now on this scripture passage from John 20. And I thought of Mary Magdalene. And Mary Magdalene, you know, she's visiting this tomb. It's early morning on the first day of the week. And I was wondering, okay, what is it that she is feeling at this moment? What is it that she's going through? Because you know that her heart had to be overcome by the loss and the darkness of grief. And so there she goes. She's on her way to the tomb. And what does she expect? Well, she's expecting to find a burial place, right, that's without light. I want you to think about that, without light. But then surprise, because that's then when Mary, she gets there and she sees that this stone has been rolled away. And then when she goes in, she finds that the tomb is empty. And then this is when we learn, along with Mary, death has no hold on Jesus. That life has burst forth with Christ's resurrection, inaugurating a new creation, restoring our brokenness, and offering us redemption and healing. It reminds me of a joke that has some truth behind it. If the stone at the tomb could talk, what would it have said? Well, we thought we had Jesus between a rock and a hard place, but it turns out he had the ultimate rock-solid victory. Ba-dun-dun-tsh. All right, so I want to turn this to us, all of us, being between a rock and a hard place. How often have we felt that that's where we are in our lives? That two-ton stone has been rolled into place, and we find ourselves stranded and inside a dark, dank cave. So I'm going to run with this imagery that I'm sharing with you, because I've got some questions. All right, well, what stone is this that has been and has entombed us, that is putting us between a rock and a hard place, that is obstructing our paths, that has covered our hearts and veiled out that light? And okay, well, how did this happen? I mean, did we roll the stone into place intentionally, subconsciously, or did someone else roll the stone into place? And all right, got all of that. How in the world do we roll the stone out of the way? Okay, what stone is this? Now, symbolically, there are loads of stones that we've got, and it comes in a variety of ways, and it has the capacity to entomb us and shut off that lifeblood that we've got going on into our hearts, and it hinders our growth and our self-fulfillment and spiritual fulfillment, that it prevents us from living authentically and loving deeply and experiencing the abundant life that God has intended for us. All right, well, what stones are these? It's a pile. It's a pile of stones, because you got things like stones of guilt, stones of regret and shame, resentment, anger, anxiety, depression, loss, insecurity, and that, 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 that. And then I got a big one for you, the stone of fear. The stone of fear, and that one takes on is shape-shifting. An array of shape-shifting, which is a huge stone that stands in our way. We've got things like fear of identity, fear of being who you are, fear of living into who you've been called to be, fear of vulnerability, fear of failure. Big stone. And then I was thinking, okay, a little bit more broad, there are the stones of politics, stones of war, stones of debt and finances, poverty, you got displacement, climate change, resource depletion. Oy. And then, okay, there's groups of people facing stones. For instance, women. Women face stones of societal norms and stereotypes and systemic biases that limit their opportunities and their voice. Women face stones that represent their struggle for reproductive rights and health care access through across the nation. We've got people of color. People of color face stones, and they encounter these that have been placed in their way, such as racism and discrimination and microaggressions and issues within the justice system. And these stones, they limit their access to education and employment and justice. LGBTQ persons, just saying that this community faces stones of rejection and exclusion and violence. And there's that shocking story that happened just recently of hate and bullying of Nex Benedict over this transgender teen that was in Oklahoma, beaten up by three girls just because of their non-binary status. And then one day later, Nex isn't with us. And sadly, this is another reason, friends, this is another reason why it's imperative to raise awareness about transgender people by observing Transgender Day of Visibility, which happens every year on March 31st. And you know what? While I'm shining a light on it, I'm just going to go ahead and call out the church, because the church bears the burden of having placed stones in the paths of people. These stones, they include things like bad theology, alienating those who struggle or have different life experiences, condemning and excluding instead of offering grace and understanding and love, emphasizing dogma over compassion and love, instituting strict rules about who can be leaders, who can be ordained, who can come to the table for communion, who can't. And admittedly, friends, it's a scary world out there. It really is a scary world out there. For some, you know what? You may be feeling, it feels a lot safer that I can hide behind this stone. I'd like to stay back here. Now, why is that? Because you feel like you're inside that tomb, and there's a sense of familiarity. Because you now have a refuge from the unknown. And in our thinking, what the darkness does is, or we feel it does, is it shields us from the judgments of the world. Because, you know, the world is really judgy. But I'm just pointing out, whether we're aware of it or not, this is when we've given power to the stone. I want you to think about that. We've given power to the stone. And there is so much irony behind that, because the stone actually doesn't have power over us until or unless we have chosen to give it power. And by giving it power, what we've done is we've basically removed God from the equation. We've said to the stone that stone has more power over us than God does. That stone has now become the cornerstone in our lives rather than it being Jesus as the chief cornerstone, the one in whom we are aligned and the one in whom we find purpose. You know what these stones want? They want us to hide behind them. They do. They want us to hide behind them. They are enticingly whispering in our ear, hey, we're offering you protection. Well, that's a bunch of hooey. Because what they're actually offering is a false sense of security. They're amplifying sadness. They're amplifying sorrow. They are, instead of blocking out pain, they are blocking the pain in. Faith community, these stones, they prevent us from experiencing the fullness of life and the depth of genuine connection. They are barriers that create isolation. I want you to imagine, just imagine this. Imagine that you have now been isolated from your loved ones. What does that feel like? That you've been isolated from God. What does that feel like? Imagine that you've been isolated from love. What does that feel like? And if we're isolated from love, and if we're isolated from God, then how can we effectively live? Well, I'll tell you how. We can effectively live through Jesus, who wants to help us roll these stones away and lead us out of the darkness and into the light, for it is beyond the shadows where true liberation lies. There's this quote I really like this quote. It's by an Irish poet, priest, philosopher, author, and his name is John Donohue, and he says, Jesus never advocated a life that confined itself within safe, complacent walls. And what better example do we have than the resurrection story, right, in the Bible? Because if that stone had not been rolled away from the tomb, no one would have known the truth, or they wouldn't have had the good news, right? God wants these stones in our lives to be rolled away so that we can live a life that is authentic and true to our soul's purpose. To live a life free of definitions and false beliefs. The Lord wants us to say, it is finished. It is finished to what is holding us back. It is finished to what's holding us down. It is finished to what blocks our way from leaving this tomb. And the divine spirit wants us to die to the old way of being so that we are reborn into a new way of being, to let go of the old habits and those beliefs that are holding us back and the ways that no longer serve us, and to be resurrected with new life. Amen? We have, though, to be careful. We got to be really careful about this, because we may be thinking, all right, well, it's our weight. It's our weight, it's our burden, it's our decision that we've got to bear this, us, that we're the ones that have to move the stone out of the way. Friends, no, that's just pride talking. That's pride trying to get up over into our ear and just say, hey, it's about us. And you got to go, no, it's not about you. Bring in humility. Bring in humility to take away pride, because we then know we can't do this alone. My dad always told me that, Mark, if you try to do it on your own, 99% of the time, it's not going to happen. We cannot succeed on our own. We've got Romans 8:31 that states, if God is for us, who is against us? God wants to be involved in everything that we do, and Spirit is at the ready. We need to be reliant upon the Lord while adding our collective energy with His, because God wants to work with us. As St. Augustine once said, without God, we cannot. And without us, God will not. Through His life and His ministry, those teachings that He provided to us, Jesus offers us profound wisdom on how to roll the stones away that are trying to entomb us, enabling us. How can we work hand in hand with God? Well, I'll tell you, through forgiveness. That's one way, and that is such a transformative act. By forgiving others, by forgiving ourselves, the stones of resentment and guilt and hurt and pain and bitterness, they start rolling away. With forgiveness, our hearts then begin to heal, and we experience freedom. How about rolling the stones away through love? Jesus taught unconditional love, agape love. And when we love others genuinely, this is then when we break down the barriers and dissolve the stones of hatred and prejudice and fear. We connect to our true essence and how we are created to be and to live into our authentic selves. Through compassion, we can roll the stones away through compassion. And Jesus showed compassion to those who were hurting so badly, the marginalized, the least of these as they were defined, the sick, the brokenhearted. And by practicing compassion, we break free from the stones of indifference and self-centeredness. And when we do this, that's when our hearts are there open with empathy and understanding. By letting go, let go. Because when we do this, the stones of attachment that stand in our way, because they stand in the way of a lot of folks. This is what happens when Christ is there, because Christ wants us to release that attachment that we have to worldly things and unburden ourselves from greed and envy and materialism. And then you might think, well, what do we get in its place? Inner peace and contentment. And the last one that I'll bring up about rolling stones away is through faith. Through faith, because Jesus' resurrection symbolizes victory over death. Having faith in something greater than ourselves helps us roll those stones away that are the stones of doubt and despair. Faith empowers us to live into a life of purpose and of hope. Hebrews 11:1, as it states, faith is the reality of what we hope for and the proof of what we don't see. So as I'm bringing this message to a close this morning, friends, I want you to think about this. What stone or stones stand in your way? What stones stand in your way? And what needs to be rolled away? What is covering your heart that needs to be released so that you can be freed, so that you can experience resurrection? Let's bring God into the mix. Let's bring God into the mix in our lives so that we can move together and move those stones with God, whatever is standing in our way, to roll those stones out of the way so that we can enter into and embrace the promise of the gospel. The promise of the gospel that is of new life and resurrection. And I want to remind us, as a body of Christ, as a faith community, we have the power through God who is with us to dismantle the stones of oppression and injustice that plague our society. We may be small, but you know what? With the Almighty, we can move mountains with the faith of the mustard seed. And through acts of solidarity and advocacy and love, and I'm calling out the Big C Church, we can collectively roll the stones away that hinder the flourishing of all of God's children. This is our call. Let's respond accordingly, and let us share the good news of God's faithfulness and grace and Jesus as the source of our light and our salvation. The stone has been rolled away. The tomb is empty. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah and amen.
It's time for the Sunday Replay Halftime Show, where every week we spend a few moments sharing opportunities for you to connect with the faith community. First, we have a volunteer opportunity coming up with Project Angel Food, and this is an organization that provides meals and hope for individuals who are living with severe illness. We'll be volunteering as a congregation on April 14th at 1 p.m., and we do ask that everyone who wants to participate sign up, and on the sign-up page, there's some additional information that you'll need in order to participate. So to get that sign-up link or for any more information, contact Devin Jones, who is the pastoral associate at our Hollywood campus, and his email is Devin, that's D-E-V-O-N, at hollywoodumc.org. Also, we have another Inner Harmony Meditation Gathering coming up on April 8th at 7:30 p.m. These are on the second Monday of every month, and they're led by our Meditation Ministry Director, Rev. Jefferson Beaker, who is an expert in helping us to connect with God through meditation. We hope you'll join us in person for this meditation opportunity, and if you have any additional questions, you can contact Rev. Jefferson, and his email is Jefferson, that's J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, at hollywoodumc.org. This week on the Harmony Podcast Network, we have a new episode of Inner Harmony coming out, and this is our meditation podcast, not to be confused with our gatherings, but this is the Inner Harmony Meditation Podcast. It'll come out tomorrow, and we hope you'll tune in for that. Now let's turn our hearts to God in Easter worship.
The head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. The Savior knelt to wash our feet, and now at his feet we bow. Yeah. your name is victory, and all praise will rise to Christ our King. And your name is victory, and all praise will rise to Christ our King. Oh, yes, it will. We give our love to Christ the King. The fear that once held now gives way to Him who is our peace. His final breath upon that cross is now alive in me. Cause your name is victory, and all praise will rise to Christ our King. And your name is victory, and all praise will rise to Christ our King. Oh yes it will. We will send our love to Christ the King. Oh thank you, thank you. Yeah. And by your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. Come on, sing this out. Say, by your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting. Where soldiers watched in vain was borrowed for 3 days. His body there would not remain, cause our God has robbed the grave. Oh yes he did. And our God has robbed the grave. And all praise will rise to Christ our King. Your name is victory. And all praise will rise to Christ our King.
God, we thank you. We love you. We bless you. We give you our praise. We give you our worship. We just ask that in this service, you would be glorified, that you would be celebrated with our attention, our love, our affection towards you. We bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name, come on, somebody say amen. Amen.
Hey friends, thanks for joining us for this Easter celebration. And before we go, I thought we might close with a few Easter jokes. So, first joke, why did the Easter egg hide? It was a little chicken. next one. What kind of hotel rooms do chocolate bunnies stay in on Easter? They stay in suites. That one was actually pretty bad. Okay, last one. What does the Easter bunny order at Starbucks? Eggs, espresso. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sunday Replay. My name is Jace. I'm your host. This episode was produced by Donna Miller, our amazing AV and content director. And our guests this week were Pastor Mark Stevenson and the Harmony Worship Band. Sunday Replay is a part of the Harmony Podcast Network from Harmony Toluca Lake, a campus of Hollywood United Methodist Church where all people are welcome. Find us on Facebook at Harmony TL or on Instagram at Harmony_TLC. And be sure to like, rate, comment, subscribe, download, hit that 5-star review button, all of the things that the platform that you're listening on will let you do. It really helps us to continue creating content on the podcast network. Join us next week as we start a new series. We enter Eastertide, but until then, as Pastor Mark always likes to say, peace.